OliCast.
Culture, news, and events in Olympia, Washington.
Your connection to local.
Recorded at the Positive Intentions Media Studio.
It's March 6th, 2026, in the seat of state government, Olympia, Washington, where budgets are all the talk of the town. To the news. There was a total lunar eclipse this week on 3-3 at 3:33. A blood moon total lunar eclipse occurred. We won't see another one in North America until the year 2028. School closures might be coming to the Olympia School District. The district is currently operating at a $1.9 million deficit. Superintendent Patrick Murphy has targeted reducing expenditures by $4 million from the bloated $195.8 million spending budget. A new school tax levy passed in February this year in the Olympia School District. What? More news in local funding gaps. Recently, the Evergreen State College announced it will close its swimming pool in June due to increased operational costs and budgetary constraints. On March 3rd, citizens lobbied the Olympia City Council to fill the funding gap to keep the community resource open and available. Tumwater is breaking the budget trend. Last week, the city of Tumwater announced it was expecting to close the books on 2025 in the black. Tumwater Finance Director Troy Niemeyer noted decreased tax revenues were offset by decreased spending, as almost all city departments came in under budget. The spring selling season is coming to the Olympia area. On March 4th, Northwest Multiple Listing Service reported a 40% year-over-year increase for February in homes and condos for sale in Thurston County. Boston Harbor wears the crown for most expensive community area with a median price in February at $695,000.
Frankly, I wish we could stick to cops and robbers.
Hooray! It was another slow week for the police blotter in Thurston County. But to our south, one driver suffered road rash. First, let's go down south where a car packed with Kent kids found trouble in Cowlitz County. Three Kent residents ages 20, 19, and 20 took a toddler and the police for a wild ride. It all started in Castle Rock, where the King County Big Shots fled the pullover request of the Castle Rock Police Department. It was all gas, no brakes from there for the three young adults and one young toddler. In a desperate attempt to get back to King County, the driver reached speeds up to 100 miles per hour on I-5, but they only made it to Centralia. The driver's luck ran out, struck another motorist, and then hit the median. The car flipped over onto its roof and slid to a scraping halt in oncoming traffic. Miraculously, none of the fleeing passengers were injured, including the toddler. The City of Centralia Police Department had the cringe quip of the event, stating in a public release, "You can outrun the police limit, but you can't outrun physics."
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
Friday starts with a fundraiser for charity, Pint for a Purpose. For every pint of ice cream ordered from 12 to 10 p.m., Humble Cow will donate $4 to HeartStrides Therapeutic Horsemanship. Pathways is holding a recruitment mixer at Golden Hour Tea from 1 to 4 p.m. on Friday. Here are your Friday night entertainment menu options. Nicole's has the cover-up at 8:30. Le Voyeur has figure 8 at 7. Cryptotropia has a triple feature starting at 8 p.m. A new venue to OliCast, Coffee Pub Northwest, has Seth Staffer at 7 p.m. And Wild Child has a triple feature starting at 7 p.m. Wear your hard hat, it's Saturday. There is a native plant festival happening at Thurston County Fairgrounds starting at 10 a.m. into the evening. You can join a rally against taxes at the Capitol starting at 2 p.m. The Wastewater Education Center, better known as WET, is hosting a program celebrating winter rabbits from 10 to 4 p.m. Cryptotropia and Ilk Lodge both have triple features starting at 8 p.m. McCoy's has a triple feature starting at 9 p.m. And if you want to be the entertainment, there's always karaoke. Hannah's and O'Malley's starting at 8 p.m. And the Clipper, Emperor's Palace, Sampan, and the Viking starting at 9 p.m. Perhaps you and Olympia slow down on Sunday. Mr. Nobody Against Putin plays at the Capitol Theater at 4 p.m. Wild Child never slows down with a quadruple music feature starting at 6:30 p.m. All right, Godspeed, resident. Till next week!
OliCast.